October 17, 1925. The eternal wisdom has established that the food of man's soul be the will of God. After 2 days of most bitter privations of my highest good, Jesus, I felt him move in my interior. I seemed to see him in my interior, sitting, with his head leaning on one side, upon my shoulder, with his mouth turned toward my mouth, in the act of administering the words to me. I clasped him to myself, and I began to listen to him, abandoning all of myself in him. So, it seemed that he was saying to me, "My daughter, my will is more than food. Food gives strength to the body, it warms it, it increases the blood, it enlivens the intelligence if it is dim, it puts liveliness in all the members, and pushes the creature to new works and sacrifices. On the other hand, one who is on an empty stomach, not giving the necessary food to her body, is weak, cold, lacking in blood, her intelligence dim, exhausted in all of her members. And this leads her to melancholy and pushes her to do nothing, with no desire to sacrifice herself in anything. Poor one, she feels life missing in all of her person. And this is so true that, when an illness is mortal for a creature, she abandons food, and by abandoning food, she disposes herself to death. Now, since the eternal wisdom has established that the soul too should have food, she was assigned the supreme will as delicious food. So, one who takes this food is strong in doing good. She is as though soaked with love for her God. This food increases the divine blood in order to form the growth of the life of God within her. Like sun, it is reflected in her intelligence, to make her know her Creator and be formed in His likeness. It puts liveliness in the whole soul, in order to put all virtues in force, and it pushes her to new works and to sacrifices unheard of. The food of my will gives itself in every instant, at each breath, at night, during the day, in each thing, and as many times as one wants. Nor is there any danger, as with corporal food, that in taking too much of it, it may do harm and even produce illnesses. No, no. Rather, the more one takes of it, the more it fortifies and raises the soul to the likeness of her Creator. One can remain with one's mouth always opened, in the act of taking this celestial food. All the opposite for one who does not take this food of my will. For one who does not take it at all, it can be said that she disposes herself to die eternally. As for one who seldom feeds herself, she is weak and inconstant in good, she is cold in love, she is lacking in divine blood, in such a way that the divine life grows as though anemic within her. The light of her intelligence is so dim, that she knows little or nothing of her Creator. And not knowing him, his likeness is so far away from her, for as much as she is far away from the food of his will. She is without liveliness in doing good, because she does not have sufficient food. And now patience escapes her, now charity, now detachment from everything. So, the poor virtues live as though strangled, without enough food of my will. Ah! If one could see a soul without this celestial food, one would weep over her, so many are the miseries and the rubbish with which she is covered. However, there is more for one to compassionate if one sees a creature starved of corporal food, because many times she lacks the means in order to buy it. But the food of my will is given out for free, therefore one who does not take it deserves condemnation. And the condemnation is formed by herself, because she has rejected the food which gave her life. Then, afterwards, I heard that various people had suffered contrasts, humiliations and other things. And my sweet Jesus resumed his speaking, "My daughter, just as the body contains bad blood which infects the good one, and it is necessary to apply vesicants, leeches, bloodlettings, in order to draw out the bad blood, otherwise one is in danger of remaining paralyzed for the rest of one's life. In the same way, the soul who lacks the continuous food of my will, contains many bad humors, and it is necessary to apply the vesicants of humiliations, in order to draw out the bad humor of self-esteem. the bites of leeches, in order to extract the infected humor of the vainglory of one's own self. Immediate bloodlettings, to block and draw out the bad blood of the little attachments which she keeps forming in her heart toward the people whom she approaches and doing good. Otherwise, those humors would grow so much as to infect everything she does, in such a way as to remain paralyzed and good for the rest of her life. Punctures always do good. They are the sentries of the heart which maintain the blood pure, that is, the intention of the soul upright and doing good. Therefore, if all did good only in order to fulfill my will, punctures would not be necessary, because my will is the safeguard against all bad humors. So, punctures are also the penalties for those who do not take enough food of my will.